I think within the limits of plausibility, he absolutely is. Essentially, the Pope has, in various ways, done what he can to shift Catholicism's formal public attitude toward a lot of stuff associated with the sexual revolution, which has been sort of the point of controversy and tension within the church going back to the 1960s and 1970s and the aftermath of the Second Vatican Council. And I say within the limits of plausibility because what the Pope has done, it's sort of a shift of attitude and atmosphere with sort of formal changes carried out ambiguously and in footnotes to longer documents and so on. So he isn't coming out and saying Catholicism is changing its teachings on divorce and remarriage or same-sex marriage and homosexuality or contraception. He isn't making the kind of formal changes that conservative Catholics say he actually can't make, right? These are changes that are supposed to be impossible for a pope to make. So he hasn't gone that far. He's operated in this zone of ambiguity where you're essentially saying, well, the church still has these teachings. They exist somewhere in the ideal, in the abstract, but the church is going to live in reality from now on, and that means coming to terms with the post-sexual revolution world as it actually exists.